107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It's Thursday, June 29th. Joining us on the phone line is Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Ann, it's interesting. We're just about wrapping up June. We got Canada Day coming up on Saturday, but we still have more shows either in rehearsals or previewing with Stratford Festival. So this season is well underway.
It is. We're having a great season, I think. I hope everybody in town is. When I'm downtown or at restaurants, I do notice loads of people around. I know we're beginning to see the return of the Americans. In fact, I was preparing some numbers for someone the other day, and I think it was about 12% of our audience was American last year, and we're already at 19% with lots more tickets to sell.
Oh, that's
so perfect. It's always good to see the Americans come back because, of course, they stay a little longer and they spend a little more money because they can, thanks to the wonderful exchange.
Absolutely. So I think, yeah, certainly the restaurants and stores in Stratford are certainly buzzing, and we're enjoying this wonderful Stratford Festival season. Such a variety of this season, and we've got more shows that are in previews. We've got Wedding Band, a show we haven't had a chance to chat about.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful show, too. I saw it in at the dress rehearsal, and it now has had a few previews. And what an exquisite piece of theater. It's by Alice Childress, who's a major a Black American writer, and it was rarely produced when it was written in the 1970s because of the charged content. It is about an interracial marriage. And it has had a bit of a resurgence, although the director was telling me others of Childress's works have been produced more than this. But I was absolutely blown away, and I saw it 2 days almost in a row and was absolutely delighted to go back in and see it again. It's just fantastic. And it stars Antoinette Rudder and Cyrus Lane as the couple, supported by an incredible cast, including Meth Beattie and Joelle Crichton and Jomé Moswam. We have so many amazing talents in there. Lucy Peacock plays Herman's mother, and she's, it's really an incredible performance. I can't recommend it highly enough. It's at the Tom Patterson Theater, so, you know, that intimate experience of a play that is about a relationship. It also is set during the 1918 flu epidemic. So it is another echo of the time we have are just coming through as well. Highly recommend it.
Again, it's Wedding Band. It's at the Tom Patterson Theater. Again, it's previews, and it is opening soon. So do check that out with stratfordfestival.ca, the website for all the details. And when you're at Tom Patterson Theater, of course, you can also take in Grand Magic. I know there's more videos on the Stratford Festival Facebook page. Grand Magic looks spectacular.
Oh, it is. It's so much fun. But it's fascinating, too. It is... It was written at a time when the theory of Schrodinger's cat was just surfacing, and it is a really interesting plot. It's kind of a mystery, and there is definitely magic involved, magic on stage, so I'm not going to ruin what that's about. But again, like Wedding Band, it is about a relationship between a man and a woman. Fascinating to see and to work out and to watch unfold before you. It's so fun at the festival. We're so used to Shakespeare plays where we know what's going to happen. To have a play that where you don't know what's going to happen, I find just wonderful, because you sit there with the audience and you're watching it all unfold together. And it sounds crazy that that's a different experience for people here in Stratford, but it really is, because so often we know exactly what's going to happen, and we're watching more the details and what's different about this production. But in these, you also get to wander along with everybody else in the audience.
It's Grand Magic. It's just part of the magic with Stratford Festival. Let's spotlight the forums. We're getting into summertime now with July fast approaching and more forums happening.
Yes, July's a busy month. I almost say it's peak month for the Forum. We have another week starting, and another one of our special weeks, and that is the Season Deep Dive. And a lot of these events are led by Anthony Cimolino, our artistic director. So you get to hear directly from him and hear him talking to other people as well. We also have the CBC coming back to do their CBC Ideas series. And we will have the New York Times here doing their events. There's also the Elizabethan Feast in July. So much to do, including a Stratfest at Home Film Festival, where you can see some of the wonderful productions that have been created for Stratfest at Home. And that opens with a red carpet gala on the 13th, and that will include a screening of Northern Tracks, which is an absolutely incredible musical series that was created for Stratfest at Home. So there is so much to do.
The world comes to Stratford. There you go. Stratfordfestival.ca is the website for ticket information. Again, with the Forums, more shows going to be opening up this season. Is not done by a long shot. There you go. Stratford Festival. Anne Swartfeger with the Stratford Festival. And thank you so much for the details, and I wish you a happy Canada Day.
Yes, happy Canada Day. It's going to be a wonderful weekend, I hope. I can't wait to see the fireworks.